A moment now to pay tribute to the Afghan interpreter killed in that commando raid. Sultan Munadi was 34, the father of two children. He worked regularly for the New York Times and other news organizations, then went to Germany to study for a master's degree in public policy. He returned briefly to Afghanistan and to his role as interpreter for the Times. In a blog post last week on the Times website, Sultan Munadi wrote of his love for his country and of his native village, a three-hour walk from the nearest road. In Germany, he wrote, he was dreaming of the dust, dreaming of nature in my country, of the mountains, and he said he would never leave Afghanistan permanently. Mr. Munadi wrote, I have passed the very darkest times in my country, when there was war and insecurity. I was maybe 4 or 5 years old when we went from my village into the mountains and the caves to hide because the Soviets were bombing. I have passed those times and the time of the Taliban when I could not even go to Kabul inside my country. It was like being in a prison. He continued, Now I am hopeful of a better situation. And if I leave this country, if other people like me leave this country, who will come to Afghanistan? Will it be the Taliban who come to govern this country? That is why I want to come back, even if it means cleaning the streets of Kabul. But Sultan Munadi had other dreams, to work on public education in Afghanistan, where so many are illiterate. According to Stephen Farrell, the Times reporter who was freed, Munadi was 3 seconds away from safety when he walked into a hail of bullets. Mr. Farrell said he was trying to protect me up to the last minute.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.